This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still unclear whether Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will be resigning this week or being let go by President Trump, who says they have a meeting set for Thursday.
We'll be meeting at the White House and we'll be determining what's going on.
That's President Trump speaking about it yesterday. This morning, Sarah Sanders, his press secretary, can't say exactly what's coming up.
Obviously, the president has been disappointed by a number of actions that have taken place at the Department of Justice, and he wants some answers to some of the big questions that he has. Some of them have to do with Rod Rosenstein. Some of them have nothing to do with him.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. Bill Cosby will be sentenced today after being convicted last April of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump in New York for the UN General Assembly, and the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he will not meet with Trump, making the remark through a translator in this interview with NBC News.
There is no such program for a meeting. Mr. Trump did not create conditions necessary to bring about the atmosphere conducive to a meeting.
Rouhani saying the Trump administration would have to clean up any damage done by its pullout of the Iran nuclear deal before any meeting could even be considered. Comedian Bill Cosby is to be sentenced today after being found guilty last spring of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer. Prosecutors want Cosby to do 5 to 10 years in state prison. A new report from J.P. Morgan Chase says drivers from ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft are making a lot less money than they did in 2013. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The State Department pledging a total of $75 million for a global campaign trying to end forced labor, modern slavery, and human trafficking. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with more.
Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan announced details of the campaign called Stepping Up Action to End Forced Labor, Modern Slavery, and Human Trafficking. During his address to the UN, he spoke about the global problem of forced labor.
There are an estimated 25 million victims of forced labor around the world, a quarter of whom are children. Behind those victims is a massive industry that nets about $150 billion in annual profits.
I'm John Clemens.
Michael Kors buying Versace. The American fashion group will pay $2.1 billion for one of Italy's most coveted designers. As part of the deal just announced, Michael Kors will change its name to Capri Holdings Limited. And a new study says exercise, even a little bit of it, improves your memory. Scientists from the University of California, Irvine, had test subjects do 10 minutes of light exercise every day. They found even a modest amount of low-impact exercise enhances communication between the regions of the brain that store and recall memories. For USA Radio News, I gotta get more exercise. Oh, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show that airs every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. The U.S. Drug and Food and Drug Administration has approved the first and only hyaluronic acid dermal filler for use in the back of hands. Now, you may not be aware, but a new survey shows nearly 2 out of 3 women believe their hands make them look older than their age. And as we age, we lose volume in the back of our hands, causing the appearance of tendons, wrinkles, and veins to become more pronounced. Hyaluronic acid is a natural occurring substance in the skin that helps provide fullness and elasticity. As it diminishes with age, it causes the skin to lose volume while increasing the chances for wrinkles to appear. With us to talk more about it is New York City dermatologist Dr. Ellen Marmer. Doctor, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell me, what happens with our hands as we age?
So we all are familiar with our aging face and neck, but sometimes we forget about our hands. Our hands get a lot of sun damage over time, so they might show some sunspots, and we work with our hands, so you might have some scarring. But also, sort of out of your control, is volume loss in the hands, where we lose fat and a little bit of the muscle, and our skin gets thinned out a bit. And you see prominent veins, the big blue veins in the hands. And you also see those strong tendons. And so people start feeling like their hands are looking like their grandma's, or that their hands don't really match their face, or that their hands are a giveaway, that they're older than they might appear.
Did the FDA just approve something to help this?
The good news is that the FDA did just approve the first ever hyaluronic acid to be used for volume loss in the hands. So for hand rejuvenation, Restylane Lift was approved recently by the FDA. Restylane Lift is the only filler that's already been approved in 3 areas. First, the nasolabial folds, the midface, and now the hands. And that tells us that it's safe and natural, and that the side effects are very minimal, and gives us the ability to teach other doctors how to do this procedure and this treatment for patients.
What exactly is Restylane Lift, and how does it work, doctor?
Restylane Lift is a hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is a molecule that's in all plants and animals, and its only purpose is to hold water. So think about it as like a little sponge that pulls your body's natural water to it. When we inject it in under the skin, slowly your body water comes to that area and softly fills the volume of the area. After about 2 weeks, that gel that was used to inject actually goes away, and it's replaced by your own body water, which stays localized there. So you can't actually even feel it after about the first 2 weeks.
Is this the first and only of its kind?
This is the first FDA-approved hyaluronic acid for volume loss in the hands. So yes, it's safe, it's natural. It's been shown that Restylane Lyft after injection lasts up to 6 months in the clinical studies. I was one of the investigators in the study. The FDA studies were very meticulously done, and the side effects that we found were temporary and minimal. They might be point tenderness, perhaps where the small needle was injected, possible small bruising that lasts up to 1 to 2 weeks, a little bit of pain maybe when you move the hands. Again, that's very temporary, and perhaps a little bit of swelling.
What difference can it make?
What you notice after the filler is that it spreads evenly over and hides the prominent blue vessels and also the prominent tendons. So you'll just look like a you just see your skin more, really, and less of the prominent veins and tendons underneath.
Well, doctor, where can the good people go for more information?
For more information about your Restylane Lyft treatment in the hands, you can go to RestylaneUSA.com.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Have a great summer.
Our thanks to Dr. Ellen Marmer, a leading dermatologist and dermatologic surgeon, a recognized and admired expert in skin cancer diagnosis and surgery, Mohs surgery, reconstructive surgery, cosmetic surgery, and women's health dermatology. In addition to her private practice, Dr. Marmer is an associate clinical professor in both the Department of Dermatology and the Department of Genetics and Genomic Research at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. So as this FDA survey shows, or I should say this new survey shows, 2 out of 3 women believe their hands make them look older than their age. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the hyaluronic acid dermal filler Restylane Lyft for the correction of age-related volume loss in the back of hands for patients over the age of 21. And as Dr. Marmer indicates, the first and only hyaluronic acid injectable gel to be FDA approved for restoring volume to the back of the hand. So again, our thanks to Dr. Marmer for being on Bill Martinez Live. I'll tell you, the news continues, right? Thursday, big day to look forward to. We've got the hearing. At least Dr. Ford will be there, and of course Judge Kavanaugh to defend his case, and of course Rod Rosenstein, who said that he was tendering his resignation. Of course, the Democrats already coming alongside, claiming if that was the case, if Rosenstein was forced out, that somehow that would be a bad thing. It would add to this collusion suspicion, you know, this conspiracy to invalidate the Mueller investigation. You know, it's so silly, isn't it? I mean, Rod Rosenstein, even if he was joking about this in whatever context, of course, that's going to be a serious meeting. But he was the one that already tendered his resignation. And this, in fact, was confirmed by Axios, Bloomberg, Sarah Carter, even CNN confirmed that Rosenstein had verbally resigned. And, of course, Adam Schiff started urging Rosenstein not to resign. Ted Lieu, the Democrat, started pushing the narrative that forcing Rosenstein out, as I mentioned, could be considered obstruction of justice on Trump's part. Oh, the drama. Can you hear the music in the background? It's just out of control. This is unbelievable. And of course, if this was to take place, as reported earlier, Noel Francisco, former clerk for Antonin Scalia, whom Democrats don't like, he's poised to take oversight of the Robert Mueller investigation in Rosenstein's absence, since, of course, Jeff Sessions already recused himself for some reason. Now, insiders say that Rosenstein brought to the top ranks of his DOJ an entire team with him from Maryland, where he previously served as U.S. attorney, beginning during the Clinton administration. Now, listen to this. His wife represented Bill Clinton, and Rosenstein interrogated Hillary Clinton in the Whitewater case. Oh, yeah, that's right, without bringing charges. The fact that he conveniently tried to hide on his official Senate confirmation forms, according to this report. We'll see. And I understand, you know, how brain bruising all this is, because at every turn, you know, it's so incestuous. You got so many players. It's the same players coming at you from different directions, even including with Dr. Ford. It's like, oy vey, you know, what
next. It's lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. They're running amok in D.C. Yeah. And meanwhile, we've got real life and real people being affected, like Judge Kavanaugh and his family. Of course, the other thing that came out, over the weekend was the story about Deborah Ramirez, which New Yorker magazine, New York Times, was first approached. You know, this was sold to them. They said, they checked it out, says it doesn't have veracity. And so then the New Yorker picks it up. And they even said that, they couldn't confirm what was going on. I mean, this is how unhinged this is becoming. This is the America we live in. I'll tell you, this is enough to scare all of us. I'm telling you. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Friday night.
minutes after the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Liberty Healthshare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, hey, we're happy to tell you about the great solution Liberty Healthshare has to offer, a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, really, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. They've got all the details for you. Sean Flynn is with us right now. Sean is a healthcare expert, author of Economics for Dummies, and a California congressional candidate who seems to be the only one offering a different healthcare solution. Sean, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate you, coming on the show and sharing with us your ideas. You say what's more important, D.C. corruption or health care. And, I got to tell you, if we're corrupt at the root, anything we produce is going to reflect that corruption. And this is, part of the problem of what we went through before. I appreciate and welcome, and I'm right alongside you, championing health care and how important it is. But we've got to get this government squared away. This is, here we are bogged down with all this noise and everything. And we got real problems, and we've got real citizens that need answers from, people who are unified and solving real problems, do we not?
Absolutely. And, if your listeners want to go on to opensecrets.org and look up all the political money flowing around our system, of the top 20 industries that lobby Congress, five of them, including the top two, are healthcare related. So, if you're talking about corruption in Washington and not doing the right thing, a lot of that money is concentrated in our healthcare system, where some people are getting away like bandits while, just the system's broken.
Yeah. Well, I've been yelling and screaming, Sean, about this whole opioid epidemic, which I think, it galls me that the government is going to the people's treasury to solve the problem instead of going to the pharmaceuticals that have pushed the drug, which, probably 10 years down the road, you know what the routine's going to be. They're going to sue the pharmaceuticals. They're going to get a big reward. And the people who have been injured and have died as a result of their irresponsible release of all these drugs, they're going to pay the bill, but the families themselves are going to get pennies on the dollar. It's going to be the attorneys and the Justice Department will get all this money. And Sean, you're talking about, as a congressional candidate there in the state of California, watch where that money goes. And I've asked people, I go, what happens to all those big judgments? And the money goes to the judge. Where's it go? Does it offset their budget? No, it just goes into a general budget, big hole, black hole for the Justice Department. And I'm going, but meanwhile, the people who died, what do they, they get pennies. The attorneys in the Justice Department are the ones with the money. And this is all one big joke. And meanwhile, the people have paid, taxpayers, we've paid the money to help offset this problem created by Big Pharma.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, the tobacco settlement money, for instance, has not actually gone to anyone who's hurt by the tobacco industry. And, the level of corruption here with the opioid epidemic and, where blame should be apportioned, I think it's even worse than what you said, because a lot of this is due to the government's issuing these medical guidelines 15 years ago that said if doctors weren't 100% treating people's pain, then, funding could get cut from doctors and all sorts of penalties. And so doctors responded by handing out opioids to anyone who claimed they were in huge pain, including the addicts, who, of course, were not. And so I the government is really culpable here. And it's a shame because there is no one being held to account.
You see, and this goes back to what I said earlier, and that is if the tree, if the very root of the tree is corrupt, then everything it produces is corrupt. So, this just, reinforces the problem. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? We got to get this corruption squared away. This is what's on full display, and, the citizenry they cannot check out. The three most important words of our Constitution is we the people. That really commands us to stay activated and on top of our government. And I thank you for putting yourself on the line and saying, look, if you're going to go out there and fight the good fight on behalf of Californians by running for Congress.
Well, first of all, thank you for saying that, and I'm fighting hard here. But you know, one of the ways out of this is to go to decentralized systems, and in particular, if you have a healthcare industry that's controlled by just a few bureaucrats, then the special interests only have to bribe a few bureaucrats. But if you decentralize power, like I want to, down to hundreds of millions of Americans, there's no way they could bribe every single one. It would be too costly. So you need a system where individuals are making decisions, not centralized bureaucracies. And that's one of the things I'm pushing for here. Just empower people to make good decisions for their own families, and you get rid of most of this corruption.
Sean, I often tell my kids, and they go, "Oh, Dad, honey, we've heard this 100 times. But it's so true. Again, you know, experience defines preference. We've gone through enough of this, Sean. I mean, why is it? You know, we get a president who comes into office, like him or not, but he's doing the very things that people, if they were in office, they would do, because it's reasonable. It's common sense. It is outside of the realm. Many people for many years made a lot of money on the incompetence of the big government, the bloated government that we're talking about. This whole system is rigged against we the people. And so now we get somebody in there who's championing the cause, who said on his inauguration day and his inauguration speech, which you could tell the people who didn't get it said, "Oh, it's a very dark speech." Oh, what was so dark about it? The fact that he said that today we the people are going to take charge of their government once again, that was dark. I guess if you didn't like we the people being in charge and being in the position of authority, as you know, noted in our Constitution, I guess that could be dark, because that meant that somebody was going to move your cheese and the easy money that you had on, you know, that you've been taking advantage of over the years is now at risk.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I mean, one of the things the president's been pushing for subtly behind the scenes, it's gotten almost no credit here, is that he's slowly pushing us towards a system where people have enough information to make an informed decision. In particular, we're slowly getting price tags in the healthcare system, and these are so essential, Bill, because if there's no price tags, and you know, this is true with insurance, right? You get your bill 3 months later. You can't get the prices in advance. If there's no price tags, not only is there no comparison shopping for the consumer, there's no competition among the providers. There's no pressure to keep them, you know, keep them honest and not collude. And so the president, and you know, this is a we the people thing, give people price tags so that we the people can make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you don't go spend $10,000 for God's bandages. You know, and there's silly things. Sean, you've studied this, and you see what's happening when you've scrubbed some of these invoices that come down from these healthcare companies. It's disgusting, and it's like, what are you thinking? I mean, like everybody is just absolutely stupid. But see, we didn't pay attention because it was covered by you know, our insurance that we got through work and that kind of deal. But when you look at it and you go, wait a minute, what's the difference between $10,000 for, you know, gauze bandage versus $50,000 for curtains? I mean, it's that kind of mentality, right?
Well, it is. And, you know, people vaguely know that there's something wrong, but if they're not paying it out of pocket, if they don't have any skin in the game, then everything goes to third-party billing like you're talking about, and someone else paying, and then the corrupt insiders overcharge. And we can't let this keep happening. And the best thing here, you know, like lights, turn the lights on and the cockroaches scurry.
Yes, exactly.
Same thing here.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, a recent poll showed 81% of American voters listed healthcare concerns as very important or most important issue ahead of the midterm elections. I just wonder if some of that is going to be lost in all the you know, all the chaos that's coming out of the Beltway these days. What do you think, Sean?
Well, unfortunately, I think it is. We've got one major party here, the Democrats, who allegedly, you know, are looking out for the small guy, but they're completely complicit here, and they're not doing anything. And, of course, this whole thing with Kavanaugh right now is a major distraction to actually getting anything done for the American people, but I don't think they care.
Exactly. Well, Sean, all the best to you, and thank you for fighting the good fight, especially in a state, a one-party state like California.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions?
Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still unclear whether Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will be resigning this week or being let go by President Trump, who says they have a meeting set for Thursday.
We'll be meeting at the White House and we'll be determining what's going on.
That's President Trump speaking about it yesterday. This morning, Sarah Sanders, his press secretary, can't say exactly what's coming up.
Obviously, the president has been disappointed by a number of actions that have taken place at the Department of Justice, and he wants some answers to some of the big questions that he has. Some of them have to do with Rod Rosenstein. Some of them have nothing to do with him.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. Bill Cosby will be sentenced today after being convicted last April of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Hey, just for you, fresh and independent at the intersection of God and country, I am Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, we're going to talk about your credit card and maximizing the rewards. Lee Abamonte is back with us. He's a travel expert, writer, and the youngest person to visit every country in the world, north, including the North and South Pole. Are you ready for that? I mean, he's such an adventure. But a little bit of backdrop here. You know, despite many heading back to school and work, nearly 60% of Americans plan to travel for leisure this fall, with more than half planning to spend over $500 on fall activities. Well, listen closely, because how would you like that $500 on average that you're spending, you know, look like maybe $700 or $800? So whether you're going to Munich for October 1st, Oktoberfest, or just attending your football team's opener, there are simple ways to ensure your experiences reward your wallet too. Why not? While the majority of travelers plan to use a rewards credit card for travel this fall, believe it or not, only 20% plan to redeem rewards to offset booking costs. Why would you do that? Why would you just leave that money alone and not take advantage of it? Well, Lee Abamonte's got all the tips and encouragement here with us right now. Lee, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I am phenomenal, and wow, that was a mouthful, man. You should do radio.
Well, you think? Just like you do travel. I mean, hey, I always enjoy our time together, the tips you share. Our audience was just so grateful for all the great tips you shared last time, so it's good to have you back.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you mentioning the results of the Bank of America survey that said 60% of Americans are planning to travel this fall, spending an average of $960 on activities during their trip. So that's a great way for a rewards credit card to be put to good use. And I use the Bank of America Premium Rewards Card. That gives me 2 points per dollar spent on all travel and dining expenses. And if you're a preferred rewards client, you can earn even more with the card, up to 3.5 points per dollar spent on all travel and dining expenses. And that's how pros like me can get free travel or cheap travel or upgrades as quick as possible.
And it really isn't that difficult, is it?
No, it's really not that difficult. It's just that a lot of people are kind of unaware, not just that they can get rewards for their spending, but that there's spending multipliers. So if you spend on certain things, like I mentioned, travel and dining, you can get extra points, and you can get 1.5 points per dollar spent on everything else.
Wow, that's leverage. We love it. So maybe I had an error here because I was told that the average was 500, but you're saying 960 according to the B of A survey. But 960 bucks, I mean, if you're spending that, how would you like that 960 to look like $1,200, $1,300 worth of leverage? I think that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, even more, because if you're spending that money on travel, it'd be almost 2,000 points for money that you're going to be spending anyway. So if, like, you're taking a road trip, for instance, you're going to be buying gas, right? I mean, you can get double points for buying gas anytime you eat in a restaurant. And, of course, whatever hotel you end up staying in or whatever it is that you do, you're going to get two times the points with the Bank of America Premium Rewards Card. And, again, 1.5 points for everything else.
We call this passive income, right?
Correct. You're actually losing money if you don't use your credit card.
Exactly. So let's talk about your favorite fall travel destinations. Is there a specific fall travel story that comes to mind?
Well, I'm a New England guy. I mean, I live in New York City. I grew up in New England, so I love taking road trips. So upstate New York, New England, I think, is a great place to travel. I mean, for me, it's easy. I just hop in the car. I can bring my dog, and you just see the beautiful weather. I mean, that's the best part about living in the Northeast is the change of seasons.
The color.
Before the cold winter. And, yeah, all the colors. You know, go to football games, go to festivals, whatever it might be. Just enjoy where you live, you know.
I'll tell you, it was so stark for me the first time I was up in the Northeast, you know, being raised in California, Southern California, born and raised. Everything there is what I call smog brown. And the brilliant colors of the Northeast were so stark. I think it took me a month to, you know, to kind of close my jaw because I was in absolute awe and admiring, as you say, the colors and the brilliance. There's nothing like autumn in the Northeast.
That is true, and we definitely have that as bragging rights. But palm trees and beautiful weather and ocean doesn't suck either.
No, it's not bad. There's that's why there's a time and place. But, you know, we enjoy autumn in the Northeast for its reasons. And, you know, California, you can get spoiled real quick with its consistent weather. It's just some of the other things that kind of detract from it. But we won't get into that because we're talking about real positive stuff here, like the types of credit cards and rewards and programs that are best for fall travel and activities. Break that down for us.
Correct. Like I said, you're going to be traveling this fall. You're going to be spending money. You want to maximize the rewards you're getting for money that you're going to be spending anyway. The Bank of America Premium Rewards Card will give you 2 points per dollar on every travel and dining expense you incur and 1.5 points per dollar spent on everything else, whether it's just going to Home Depot or paying your homeowner's insurance bill. You'll be getting a point and a half and earning rewards to get free travel in the future. And like I said, that's how I get to travel the world basically for free.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, some of these things we take for granted, so consider the possibilities here. You know, sporting events, festivals, homecomings, visiting home. I mean, all kinds of things and incidentals, as you say, along the way, whether it's gas or dining. These are all opportunities to capture your reward points, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the beauty of it and the simplicity of it is you're spending the money anyway, so you might as well get rewarded for it. And so if you're spending cash on things, you're losing out on opportunities to accumulate points and use it toward, you know, cash back or toward points to use toward future travel.
Well, as we say, we've got the typical routine starting up. It's fall. We're getting ready for it. So how do you balance your life and financial responsibilities with your desire to travel and participate in fall activities?
Well, you just spend money on the things that matter to you. And I'm a simple person. I basically spend money on travel, dining, and just entertainment, basically, like going to ball games or a concert or, you know, what have you, just hanging out with my friends. You know, I don't buy unnecessary things at home, and I don't do it on the road either. So then I have more money to enjoy myself when I do travel.
Exactly. You're just a memory maker. I mean, you just keep on making memories and, you know, taking.
I like that.
Exactly. It's my gift to you, buddy. I mean, for all the things you've given us, Lee, let me tell you. So, you know, with all of the things that you do, I mean, one of the things to consider here, and I think you kind of are suggesting this, is that you've got a plan, right? I mean, you just don't do this off the seat of your pants. You got to think about how you can capture these rewards. And, you know, a little bit of planning goes a long way, right?
I always say research is the most important thing. And, yeah, you always have to have a plan. I mean, of course, when you travel, it's fun to go by the seat of your pants. But I always say have a broad plan. And before you travel, have a finite plan, because you want to know, you know, what you're getting yourself into, how much it's going to cost, and what the alternatives are.
Right. So what are your top tips for researching, speaking of researching, and booking fall travel?
Well, the greatest travel site ever invented is LeeEbamonte.com. So
I
implore you to go there to research all trips, because I've written about just about everywhere in the world and much of America. And other than that, the Google is always a good place to go. And I always recommend that people check out blogs and YouTube videos from real people, as opposed to some of the big generic sites out there with a lot of sponsored content. Because that's when you're getting real opinions from real people. And that's how you can get the real good information, like the local kind of stuff, which I love personally.
Yeah, and when you look up Lee's name, don't be, don't be intimidated by it. I mean, Abamonte, it sounds like a mouthful, but it's really pretty easy. You break it up. ABBA, you know, like that group, we like to dance to and go see their movies. Abamonte, M-O-N-T-E. So that's like, it's just like that. It's that easy. Lee Abamonte. So you can check him out. Travel expert, writer, entrepreneur, foodie, global adventurer, and he's known as the Marco Polo of the 21st century. Now you know why. So how do you primarily travel for fall activities, and where can they go? I think we gave them all the information to your website, right?
Yeah, actually, if you want some more information about me, you can go there. And if you want more information about the Bank of America Premium Rewards Card, go to bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Excellent. Lee Abamonte, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lee. Happy travels.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Lou Zamperini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls, I think.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you can run a 4-7 mile again? I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man. Just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bill Martinez.
Grace will lead me home. Grace will lead me home through every trial I have.
We're back with the American 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And otherwise, if you stick around, you get to enjoy the wisdom and insight of our legal analyst, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, James Herson. He is in the house, and I hope you have your number two Ticonderoga pencils out, because he has got all kinds of advice, and you need to be taking your notes, okay? And we will have an open book test later, so stay with us on that. James, I guess just another slow day as far as the news cycle is concerned. Rod Rosenstein, over the weekend, it was brought out, reported by the New York Times, which, you know, of course, the president has called it the fake and failing New York Times. But, boy, quite the bombshell that supposedly, even if it was sarcastic, made some sort of statement that, what do you want me to do, wear a wire and claim some sort of 25th Amendment exercise for the president being incompetent? You know, is this part and parcel of all the taint of, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok?
Well, it is. I mean, Rod Rosenstein has been at the center of this, and he's been associated with all of these characters who we've seen through documents, through texts, were anti-Trump, were working basically in an actual, not a theory, but an actual conspiracy to undermine the Trump campaign. And then when he was elected, to try to take down his presidency. And Rosenstein wrote the memo that he knew was going to be used, that the president relied on, to fire James Comey. And then Rosenstein appointed a special counsel because the president fired James Comey. He's had a terrible conflict of interest, a series of them.
Yeah.
And he's been under high criticism. He's effectively been running the Justice Department, because since Sessions recused himself
exactly
from everything. And this story appears and really has people on edge, because the New York Times is an organ of the Democrat Party. The New York Times detests the the president. So why would they be publishing a story which sets the predicate for firing Rod Rosenstein? And there were some voices out there kind of urging the president to fire Rosenstein that aren't his friends,
right?
Which led people to say, hey, wait a minute, this is some kind of October surprise. This is another in a series of political strategic moves the Democrats are making. They want to create the image of obstruction of the Saturday Night Massacre of Nixon, and they want to do it before the midterm election. So now Rod Rosenstein, a story comes out that says that he's going to resign because he thinks he's going to be fired.
Fired, so yeah, exactly.
He's playing the victim, and it leads me to think that because Trump didn't play into their hands and immediately react and fire Rosenstein, he's going to go ahead and engineer the October surprise anyway. But to make it more complicated, the guy who would take Rosenstein's job, the next in line, who would become the acting deputy attorney general, is a guy named Noel Francisco.
Oh, really? Not the IG? Noel Francisco? Because I heard the IG was next in line.
Well, he is. This is Noel Francisco I'm talking about. Not Michael Horowitz, but this is another IG.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
Noel Francisco is a former clerk of Antonin Scalia. He's a member of the Federalist Society. He's known as a critic of the special counsel law. He's a conservative. And he's thought to be someone that would be a lot more favorable to Trump and rein in Robert Mueller. Now, so this is getting to be a real complex calculus.
Wow.
So we have to wait till Rosenstein meets with the president to know what's going to happen.
But and now that's been
happening.
Yeah, that's set now for Thursday. And, of course, on all this stuff that was going on earlier, it was like, well, he's on his way to the White House. You know, it was like a play-by-play type of thing, and the media was all lined up. It was like a circus. You know, it was like, remember how the media was chasing down Hillary Clinton? That it was like the Keystone Cops media. You know, they were all hyped up, man, you know, on their Red Bull, trying to chase down the limo. It's crazy.
And we have such a rotten, untrustworthy media, even to the point where on this story, we're getting conflicting stories out of New York Times, Washington Post, Axios, all kinds of, you know, one outlet says that he was already fired. Another outlet says he already resigned. He tendered his resignation.
Right.
It's just, and we really still don't know what, but it appears to be now the consensus that Rosenstein hasn't resigned yet, and that it depends on this meeting
on Thursday
with the president where he's going to offer his resignation.
Yeah. We'll see how, as the president would say, we'll see how that plays out. The other thing, too, about Rosenstein, when you talk about the background and his fingerprints and all this stuff, didn't he sign a FISA warrant himself?
That's exactly right. He did.
So this is like.
And so he's hooked right into the FISA scandal.
Mm.
And he's a witness. That would be in any investigation over Comey's firing because he's the one that drafted the memo. And he's also a potential target of an investigation looking at the FISA warrant and going back in time looking at Uranium One and some of the other scandals and, of course, the exoneration of Hillary Clinton. So this is a very dramatic moment in Trump's presidency, so many others, right at the same time as we have the Kavanaugh tragedy going on, the circus. And we talk about it, we don't trust the media. The New Yorker comes out, as a lot of people predicted would happen, with a terrible, disgraceful story. This is a story of accusing Kavanaugh of sexual assault where there is no evidence, no witnesses, no corroboration, and a very shaky accuser who, up until 6 days ago, said she couldn't say with certainty who the person was who did the act that she's complaining about. This is, and it's clearly part of a political hit job. And it's so shameful. I guess we are at the point now where the Democrat Party has no limit to how low they can go, and no limit to their cruelty, because the cruelty is shown when you think of the fact Kavanaugh has a wife and two young daughters.
Exactly.
Kavanaugh has a sterling career, one of the best right. in D.C., been on the second most highest court for 12 years, been investigated thoroughly by the FBI six times, and the media is shameful in the way that they've been covering it. And the Republicans, as we all know, somebody gave them a spinectomy. And, we have, unfortunately, people like in the Republican Party and on the Judiciary Committee, people like Jeff Flake, who has this incredible irrational animus for President Trump to the point where he'll act contrary to the interest of the American people.
Yeah.
So we are, our United States Supreme Court as an institution is hanging in the balance, and really any kind of Senate advice and consent now is in jeopardy. We're at the point where if this is successful, this political hit scheme, which, by the way, the first accuser, Dr. Ford, is basically being handled by the same person that handled Anita Hill.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually amazing amounts of money being spent. Her lawyer, spokesperson lawyer, is a vice chair of an organization funded by George Soros seeking to oppose Kavanaugh. She was seen and is on the internet on a video opposing the nomination of Jeff Sessions in her full resistance outfit.
Right.
And
exactly.
So we're talking about an activist-led hit job. If it succeeds, we can't have nominees.
Well, the deal is the Democrats are opening up Pandora's box, because you got to know this is the new rule of play, and the Democrat, it's going to come back and bite them in much the same way as the Harry Reid nuclear option did. James, this is out of control here, but the Republicans are they're on a tight wire act here. And I got to hand it to Senator Grassley. I think that they've gone overboard on, really being more respectful to Dr. Ford than the Democrats have. And not only Dr. Ford, but I'd say future women all under the umbrella of the hashtag Me Too movement, they're all compromised out of this whole deal. I mean, this thing, potentially could really blow up in their face. All for what? Because they don't want Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. That's the whole bottom line.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's over their abortion cult.
Sure.
This is all about abortion. And the fact is that what they've done by politicizing sexual assault, they've harmed every single victim in this country. They've harmed, destroyed the Me Too movement. Now it's Me Too McCarthyism.
Yes.
And that's what they've done. But they don't, there is no conscience and there is no caring. You have certain people in the Democrat Party like Cory Booker and Kamala Harris who only care about their own personal ambitions.
Yeah, we'll see if the voters can see through this or not, and if the mainstream media once again is fudging on all the polling that they want us to believe otherwise. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
for good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.